Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader, weekly podcast to encourage and inspire us to keep our eyes on Jesus as we look to reach children and young people with the gospel and the good news of Jesus. This is the last episode for the summer, but from next week there's going to be a few replays. So we'll still put something up every week to keep encouraging you, but there are going to be some replays from earlier on in this podcast, because you may have missed a few episodes. I think there's very few people, although I have met a few, who said they've listened to every single episode, which I am really amazed by and encouraged by, so thank you. But we're going to put a few of the better episodes out to keep you going over the summer, so hopefully there'll be something that you've not heard before that you can be encouraged by, and then we're going to have a new season of the podcast starting again in September when the schools come back. I hope you're enjoying the summer, I hope you're enjoying the sunshine, and it's not too much hard work, and you've got all your water games happening as we have our last youth groups of term, and hopefully you got some fun things lined up to do with the young people in your church and in your community over the summer break. Today I want us to think about our reputation and how easy it is to think that making ourselves be noticed and be important can actually trip us up with what we're doing. It's so easy, I think, for us to want to be liked, to want to be the people that the young people really look up to. And of course, that's a great thing. But the danger is we can play in competition with our other youth leaders and those who work alongside us. Like we want to be the person who the young people talk to rather than them going to someone else. Or we feel like it's our role to disciple them. And I'm the youth leader, or I'm the youth worker, so I really should be the one they talk to first. And yet most of that is all about our ego. It's all about our sense of pride. And even as Christians, it's surprising how often, and you just need to look on Twitter for this, you see Christians with massive egos, or Christians who are trying to build their platform, Christians who want to be noticed, Christians who want to be the speaker at the youth festival coming up, or whatever it is. And yet, that's not what we're called to, because the reality is we can only promote one person. And so the question for today is, are you promoting yourself or are you promoting Jesus? And that's a big challenge, isn't it? And the scriptures that really sort of stand out to me on this is when Jesus is talking in Luke chapter 20, end of chapter 20, at verse 45, says, "While all the people were listening, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Beware of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honour at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. These men will be punished most severely.'" So you can picture the scene, can't you? These teachers of the law walking around, looking important, looking dressed in their finery and in their robes to show, to distinguish them from everybody else. And that they would, when they're asked to pray, they'd pray these magnificent long prayers. And everyone would like, wow. And they'd go and visit the widows because they know they have to. But actually what they really do is they whether that's taking the widow's last food, their hospitality or whatever it is, but they're taking and coming away thinking, didn't I do a good job? Rather than coming away going, how can I pray and how can I support that widow? And I fear for us as Christians that we can do the same, that we can come away going, oh, I bet they feel better because I visited. We can feel like as we are leading others in prayer, or as we're working with young people, we can think, well, we did a good job today. I did a good job today. And yet I can only promote one person. Am I promoting myself or am I promoting Jesus? And it's a challenge to us, isn't it? Because actually, it's not about what we look like. It's not about whether they like us or not. It's about, am I ushering the young people into the presence of their Heavenly Father? Are they getting to know Jesus as their Saviour? or is they getting, are they getting to know me as a likable, fun chappy who happens to have a relationship with God? So how is it with you? I think this is really helpful because it takes the pressure off me having to be great. It takes the pressure off me thinking I'm the answer to the problems. It's difficult sometimes in our churches because our churches, if you're employed as a youth worker, might be thinking you are the answer to the problems. But actually, the answer is to point people to God. Those we lead, we need to be pointing to God. Those we work with, we need to be pointing to God. And for ourselves, being reliant on our Heavenly Father. So that's the challenge. And that's the challenge over this summer period for us. Is let's make sure we don't think we are more important than we are. We're not the one who's going to save this generation. God is. And so we need to be people who are dependent on him, pointing people to him, and not getting carried away with our own self-importance. So let's be the person who serves with no one notices. Let's not worry that people don't talk about us. Let's not worry that people don't see what great things we're doing, because our Heavenly Father sees it all, and he delights in you, and he delights in us when we are serving him rather than our own agenda. Go for it.